Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Life is like a buffet. Life is like a buffet. There are so many options that you can put on your plate. And there's no way that you're going to fit everything on your plate as you go to the buffet. My family and I used to go to a place called Hometown Buffet. Anybody been there? Country Buffet. Boy, I love those places. So many options. And as a kid, I was so tempted to skip over that salad bar and just get right over to the main dishes and the desserts. And that can happen sometimes, too, as we go through life. There are certain things that are very important for our well-being, for our health, for our life. And we're pretty tempted to skip over them because there are other things that look more appealing. Or we have somebody with us in the buffet line that says, I think that you should grab one of those and one of those. And, ooh, you should try one of those. And, hey, can you help me eat one of those? And pretty soon you find your plate overflowing with things as you go through the buffet line of life. And pretty soon it's not just the plate, but the several plates. And pretty soon your tray is so overburdened and you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and frustrated. And you've forgotten the salad from the salad bar. I wonder if Mary could relate with us during those, Martha. Martha could relate with us. I think Martha had her plate full when we encounter her in our gospel lesson. Martha was one of those people that would be such a blessing to have in our congregation. And as I think about all the work that was put into the fair, oh my goodness, you're a blessing. You're hardworking. And so I think that we can be thankful for someone like Martha, who is such a hard worker and wanting to serve and wanting to do things well, because we have Jesus showing up at her house today. And what a privilege. Luke 10:38 says that Jesus entered a village, and that is the village of Bethany, where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were staying. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Can you imagine having Jesus over for dinner? I mean, some of you really enjoy entertaining people and having company over, and that's really exciting. Others might be a little scared about having company over or nervous. Maybe the house needs a little work. But it's an exciting thing when company comes over. And when you have Jesus come over and sitting in your living room, how exciting! I wonder if Martha was gathering together the special dishes from the top cabinet, pulling them out. And maybe she was figuring out what the meal was going to be and maybe the dessert for Jesus. And she was, I think, really excited and maybe just a little nervous. Jesus right there in your living room. Imagine that. Well, it says in Luke chapter 10:39, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. Martha was distracted by much serving. Now, usually when we think about distractions, we think about silly things that draw our attention away. How many of you have heard of the latest phenomenon called Pokemon Go? Some of you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Pokemon Go and you'll find a lot of information on it. It's hit the nation. Pokemon Go is an app that allows you to chase down little creatures on your phone. There's a map of the town that you live in, and you can follow this map and search for these creatures and try to grab them. And so if you see people with their cell phones almost getting hit by cars, then you'll know that they're playing Pokemon Go. In fact, two guys were distracted while playing Pokemon Go in California, and they fell off a bluff. I mean, they're okay, but they got distracted by this stupid little app, and I haven't tried it, so anyway. But we can be distracted by things like Pokemon Go or social media, YouTube videos, or, you know, something that takes away our attention. We can be distracted by stuff, but sometimes we can be distracted by serving, by legitimately good things. Have you ever had the experience of somebody emailing you, calling you up and saying, hey, hey, can you help out with this project? Can you help out with this? I know you'd be great at it, and I just think you should be involved. And pretty soon you've said yes to that person, and then this person over here, then you have this appointment there, which is really good. Oh, and it's a great thing. It's valuable. It's worthwhile. It's helping charity. And pretty soon you look at your calendar, and there's no white space on your planner. It's so filled in. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. It is possible to get overwhelmed and distracted from things that give us renewal and refreshment. It's possible to get distracted from the salad bar at the buffet of life and move right on to the other things and not receive the nourishment that we need. It says that Mary was distracted by serving. She was so busy doing things for Jesus that she didn't have time to spend with Jesus. Can that happen sometimes? Absolutely. I think we've all experienced that at one time or another. There are certain things that are so valuable for us to receive nourishment from our Lord. Times of quiet and prayer, times of personal devotions, and times of Bible study with our brothers and sisters to receive from Jesus. But sometimes our calendars get so full and we look and we say, I just don't have time for that. I don't have time. And the reason that happens is because our lives are so full that we forget about the salad at the salad bar. It might work for a while. We might be able to run for a while on our own strength, pushing through to the next day, but without receiving nourishment, without receiving from our Lord, we find ourselves not having anything to give, not having any wisdom to share, not having what we need for service. The irony of being distracted by too much service. So we see Martha in this situation, distracted by serving. And what happened then to Martha was this attitude, this overwhelming plate that she had spilled over into her relationships with other people. Notice what goes on in Luke chapter 10, verse 40. This is Martha speaking. And she went up to him, that is Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. Have you ever been stressed and anxious and then you've snapped at your friend or your loved one or your child because you're so busy, you've got so much on your plate that you've reacted negatively to someone else? We have Martha, who is becoming resentful. She has taken upon this burden for herself, and now she's angry at Mary, and it looks like Mary isn't doing anything. She's just sitting there at the feet of Jesus, and Martha is getting resentful. And sometimes when we become overburdened and overstressed without receiving renewal, that can affect our relationships with our spouse, with our children, with our grandchildren, and with the other people that God has put into our life. And what kind of example then does that give to our children and our grandchildren as we are running frenetically around like a hamster on a wheel? Jesus speaks again to Mary. The Lord answers Mary, and I believe he spoke this with tenderness. He said in Luke chapter 10, verse 41, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. I think Jesus hit upon the underlying issue of Martha being distracted. Martha was troubled and anxious about many things. And maybe you can relate. There are those nights when you cannot sleep because you have so many things on your mind. Some of it, maybe because your schedule is so full and you don't know how you're going to navigate all the different responsibilities. Certainly there can be other anxious things that we have on our mind and worries, allowing us to toss and turn in our beds with that feeling of pressure on our chest, that knot in our stomach, the stomach churning, the nervousness. What can sometimes happen is we can get on the hamster wheel of life and just continue spinning and spinning and spinning. I saw a YouTube video of a hamster recently, and this silly little hamster, so cute and fluffy, was there on its wheel and going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. Guess what happened to the hamster? It fell off the wheel. But then you know what the hamster did? It got right back on the wheel and started going faster and faster and faster and faster until it fell off again. You get the idea. Have you ever done that? You've been going and going and going, and finally you crash, and then once you get back up, well, you get right back on the wheel, and you keep going and going and going. Sometimes that's due to the busy schedules that we have, and sometimes that's our minds racing around and around and around trying to chew on something that is bothering us, and we just keep chewing on it and chewing on it until we collapse, and then we start doing it again, and we wear ourselves out. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled by many things. Sometimes we try to stay busy so that we do not have to face some of our thoughts or our emotions that are racing around inside of our minds. It can be difficult for pastors and leaders and anybody, but when there's so much going on, there's a temptation to keep busy so that I don't have to wrestle with certain things that are going on in my life. And maybe that's happened to you. Sometimes we have an adrenaline addiction. We've gotten so used to going and going and going that when we're not going, we feel terrible. And so we got to ramp it up so that we can continue functioning. And it becomes an addiction as we keep going and going and going. And sometimes there is guilt. Have I done enough? Have I put in my time? Have I given God my service? I was talking with my mom the other day, and she told me about a person that she knows who is wrestling with that, even asking her the question, have I done enough? In the middle of this, though, Jesus gives us an opportunity to rest in his word and to rest in him. Jesus says to Martha in Mark chapter 10:42, "But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Here is Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And what a privilege for Mary, a woman during that time, to receive from the Lord. For it was not common for a rabbi, for a teacher, to teach a woman. But here is Jesus sharing and pouring himself into Mary as she is there listening at his feet. Instead of doing something for Jesus at this time, she is receiving from Jesus. And on her plate is being placed the bread of life, where she is receiving nourishment. That's what Jesus says about himself in John 6, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus invites you and me to rest in him and his word. It is our Lord Jesus who says in Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I will give you rest. Jesus points out in Matthew 20 that he came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus came to serve you. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, and that many includes you. It was your Savior Jesus who went the long road to Calvary, bearing the heavy weight of the cross and bearing the heavy weight of the burdens upon his shoulders there upon the cross as he died for you. And then Jesus said, before he died, these words, "It is accomplished. It is finished. Paid in full." And our Lord Jesus, after he rested in the tomb, is risen from the dead. And you see, our Lord came to serve you. We get to rest in the good news that in Christ Jesus you are forgiven. I am forgiven. When we ask the question, have we done enough? We say, no, that's the wrong question. We then look to Jesus and say, he has done enough. He has given himself for me, for my sins. It's interesting that Jesus himself actually took time to rest during his earthly ministry. Now, Jesus could have spent 20 hours a day working. Jesus had so many people coming and asking to be healed. So many people who were dealing with struggles and demon possession and various other things. He had crowds all over the place. But it's interesting to note what Jesus did. Luke chapter 5 tells us this. But now, even more, the report about him, that is Jesus, went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. In Mark chapter 6, the apostles have returned from serving, and they're excited. It says, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, took time to rest. I hope we don't think that we're somehow better than Jesus. If he himself needed rest, then certainly we, his followers, also need rest to spend time with our Lord. Hear the words of the Lord from his word from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Jesus says in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So what are some opportunities that we have to rest in the Lord and his word? Such opportunities could start at the beginning of the day. Before you get out of bed, say, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give me your strength for the tasks. As we sit down to make our plans, instead of writing out all our plans and then asking Jesus to bless our plans, what if we sat down and prayed and said, Lord, please set my agenda for the day. Lord, inspire me to know what you would have me to do, the conversations that you want me to have, then write out our agendas, and then watch as Jesus may adjust them a little bit along the way and chill out, knowing that Jesus has this. He knows the plan that he has for you. There are some portals of prayer out there in the narthex, which are nice short devotions. Sometimes, as a parent or in a certain situation, we may have a really crazy life, but what an opportunity before the day and the chaos begins to spend 5 minutes with Jesus, asking him to watch over our friends and our family, spending time receiving from his word. For as we receive from Jesus, as we receive wisdom and knowledge and grace and mercy from him, that gives us then the strength to go out and give to our children and our grandchildren, to our friends and our relatives. Here in this place, we have the opportunity to receive from Jesus. If you were to open up your hymnal to the numeral, Roman numeral 8, it says these words in our hymnal. Our Lord is the Lord who serves. Jesus Christ came into the flesh not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Our Lord serves us today through his holy word and sacraments. Through these means, he comes among us to deliver his forgiveness and salvation, freeing us from our sins and strengthening us for service to one another and to the Lord. Jesus is the one who gives us his strength and His wisdom and His peace and His joy. He's the one who says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. What a privilege your Lord gives you and me to take a moment and rest in him and his word. So as we go through the buffet line of life, I pray that Jesus Christ, the bread of life, would be at the center of our plates. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard, guide, and keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.